Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening on 96.5 FM or on the AM dial at 630, unless you're listening to the live stream. So good morning to everyone, and good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there on this Trump Tuesday.
Trump Tuesday!
Triumphant Tuesday. Trump
Triumphant Tuesday. I like
hey.
Hey, it's, I like it.
That is the case too, you know.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. This is just going to be, we're excited about this.
I know.
Because, you know, talking to some folks over the last couple of days, patriots are concerned. Christian patriots are very concerned about what they're seeing. Stop watching the slipstream media.
That's
stop
right.
watching fake news.
Yep.
It just tears your spirit down. We already know how they think. We already know the lies they use.
That's right.
We don't need to study them from an academic perspective and still continue to listen to whatever it is, the
right.
Communist News Network.
We don't need them playing in the background while we're doing other things. If it's the fake news, turn it off or switch the station.
Yep.
They don't even deserve to have any place in our living rooms, in our within our hearing distance,
in our homes, in our heads.
That's
in
right.
our ears. We don't need it. It's not truth.
Yeah.
They're liars. They're on an agenda. They are on a mission of disinformation.
Yep.
They're projecting that onto us.
Yep.
So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. But hey, patriots, we want you to be encouraged.
Right.
We want you to be motivated to action, and we want you to be informed. And as far as the presidential election goes, it is definitely not over. It is far from over, actually. But man, to hear the way it's reported, completely polar opposites.
Yep, exactly.
And of course, we have an agenda too. Obviously, we want freedom to win. We want America to continue and to prosper and to prevail. And so we are going to try to highlight the things that are going to encourage people.
That are truth.
Without embellishing or, I mean, we can be.
We don't have any reason to.
Here's the thing. It is true that the election is not certified yet.
Right.
It is true that the media is not the one who gets to call an election.
That's right.
All right. And it is true that there are irregularities and recounts, which is why recounts are happening. And we'll let the chips fall where they may.
That's right.
But those things are true, what we're saying. This is not just blowing smoke and just trying to, you know, say things that aren't true.
Right. But what is happening is that the evidence is coming out in just by the barrel full.
It is.
I mean, it just is. It's astounding. And Trump and his legal team are very confident that he is, in fact, the victor. And I don't doubt it. Not a single bit.
I don't either. And for several reasons. We're going to talk
right.
about that.
That's right.
This
We're
morning.
Cover that.
So let's do the word of the day, which I'm also excited about.
That's right. Because interestingly enough, where I was led to open up in the Bible this morning was Genesis 2. And so when I was reading through Genesis 2, it occurred to me as to the importance of the second chapter, starting with verse 15 through 17. There's actually two parts to this word of the day, which is very relevant for today as well. And so Genesis 2, verses 15 through 17 read, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And then, when you go over here to Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, it reads, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings." And so that is the very first lie ever told on the planet. Mm-hmm. To the very first humans.
Yes.
And so it struck me as very interesting, because how quick we are to listen to a lie.
Yeah.
And which is why we're saying we know that the earth is full of liars. We know who is predominantly known to have an agenda of lying right now. And so do we really want to give a liar any place in our homes? Any place in our heads? Do we want to give free living space to a liar from the news?
Right.
Right? To occupy our thoughts. And the answer is no. We can't be gullible. We can't assume that everybody is telling us the truth, especially when a certain group of people is known to be liars publicly.
That's right.
And so, you know, when you're in a court case, and an attorney takes your deposition, they tell the person giving the deposition that if at any time they lie during their deposition, their entire testimony will be wiped out as non-trustworthy, illegitimate, right? And so that right there should be applied to the mass media and the news. We know for a fact they lie. Therefore, everything that they say needs to be shut off.
Right.
We don't need to give them place in our lives at all.
Yeah.
And we also don't need to be wandering around so gullible, so resistant to asking the question, is that really true? You know,
mm-hmm.
and not looking for any verification or any backup as to find out the truth of what is being said. And, you know, I just felt, I felt that was a very, very strong message from the Lord.
That's right.
This was the very first lie told, and it's just predominant today. And we have a choice. We can turn it off.
Yeah.
And we can refuse to listen. We can ban it totally.
That's right. And this is the reason why, is because we've got to stand. We have to make a stand. And you have to know that your position is right, that you're standing for righteousness, that you're standing for truth, you're standing for American principles, our founding principles, that these are honorable, godly men who founded this country, and imperfect, but godly, honorable men. And they created something so unique for us that we're being told now that the United States is built on a lie, that the United States is toxic, that capitalism is a failed economic model. And we're sold all this bill of goods based on lies.
Right.
And we're told, surely you will not die.
Right, exactly.
All the time. Or yep. We're being told, surely you will die. If you go and vote in person, surely you will die.
Surely you will die.
We must have mail-in, you know, ballots, or we have to stop seeing our families, you know, at Thanksgiving,
right?
Or, you know, whatever it is. I remember in the 90s, I used to listen to a lot of talk radio And I was, there was this one guy that was a liberal, and he used to drive me nuts to listen to him. But I thought, well, I want to listen to, because I want to know how they think and, you know, their arguments and things like that. And there was, it was thought provoking because it challenged me. I had to articulate why I stood for what I stood for. So in that sense, it was beneficial for me because I never had to explain my side, even in my own head. And so this guy was, they were talking about homosexuality, and he was ranting and raving about somebody saying, you know, the homosexuals, that one day they're going to be forcing it on our children and in our schools and things like this. And this guy absolutely went off on this listener saying, they're not trying to force their views on you. All they want to do is just, you know, decide with two people who love each other and they happen to be the same sex to just be left alone, you know, and not be persecuted for that. They're not trying to force their views on you. And I said, that is a conspiracy theory. And that was one of the several things that they have accused us of, you know, conspiracy theories that we've come to find out down the road. It's true. It's true that they are trying to force that viewpoint on us and that lifestyle, and it is in our children, in our schools, in our textbooks.
That's right.
So they start off with a lie. They point to you and you point out using your discernment saying, this is going to take us down to a bad path. This is going to lead to our destruction. This will lead to our demise. And there's somebody there going, surely that will not lead to your demise.
Right.
That is a conspiracy theory. That has been debunked.
Yep.
That, you know, and we got to stand up against that, even yep. in our hearts. If you're right. not going to, sometimes you need to not throw your pearls before swine and sit there and argue with a fool.
Right.
Until you're blue in the face, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your. There is something to be said. There's discernment once again, knowing when to proclaim the truth to someone, or to try to reason with them, to you know win them over to the gospel or you know whatever it is. And there's also a time you've got to know you're wasting your time to walk away from this person, right? But there, what you're just saying is that we need to walk away from these people that are lying to us continuously. All day, every day, in our homes, on our radios, in our heads, on our TVs, you know, the mainstream media, you know, what you were talking about.
Right, exactly. And truly, it, like I said, in a legal deposition, if you lie one time, your entire testimony is wiped off as being invalid.
Yeah.
And so we need to apply that same methodology to the news that we're watching.
Absolutely.
And so far they have an absolutely horrific track record of having very, very little amounts of truth with a lot of lying and very heavily opinionated, you know, pro-left everything. And so yeah, it is our choice. It's our choice that what we can listen to and what we don't have to listen to. And thank goodness we don't have to listen to them. So
yeah.
So be proactive about what enters your ears, right? You know, and what enters your eyes. And so, take the stance and turn it off. Turn it off. Listen to something else.
Absolutely. Like the morning commute.
There we go.
Like the Word of God, some sermons.
Truth in the news and some godly scripture. You know, you can't beat it. So.
Well, it's discouraging a little bit. And, of course, I know we've got to take a break here. But, you know, it does feel discouraging sometimes. But thank goodness that they don't have a monopoly on all the information that's flowing out there.
Right.
Remember, it used to be right. ABC, CBS, and NBC. That was it.
That's right.
And then along came cable and, oh, we got CNN and we've got, you know, a couple others thrown in the mix. But that was it. They controlled. You wanted to find out what was going on and what to think about it. The fringe were, I can't think of it now. Oh, my goodness. But, and now the rest of the story.
Oh, Paul Harvey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so then when you had the people that were outside of that talking head group, like Paul Harvey, until, I don't know, maybe like Rush Limbaugh came along to start talking. Hey, there's another side to this. There's another angle to this that you might want to consider. Now, because of the internet, even though Facebook, Twitter, and all these are trying to suppress conservative ideals, there's the there are so many websites out there and aggregate websites that are getting the conservative messages out there.
Right.
And so that's encouraging.
Right. Fact that Trump is looking to start that new news station, I am so excited about that. I've said that for years. We need our own. We need a TV station that is running 24/7 that is just Republican backed. You know what I mean?
Truth. Conservative values. Traditional American values.
That's right.
And they're talking about buying Newsmax, apparently, or starting a new system, or some alternative to that. I would subscribe to that in a heartbeat. If they came out with a Fox News type thing that was true to our founding principles, including the owners and their lives, how they live their lives and the values that they hold, I would support it. I would promote it. I would personally invest in it.
Right. And I just saw a little clip today. I didn't have a chance to read the entire thing, but this was extremely inspiring to me, especially since yesterday I was railing against the media saying they need to be prosecuted. They need to be charged and arrested.
Yep.
And lo and behold, their stocks are plummeting at CNN.
Yes.
Their stocks are plummeting even at Fox, and AT&T is attempting to sell stocks in each of these news stations, and they're not able. They're not able. They're actually tanking right now.
Yep.
So these stations may even face something kind of like a bankruptcy type situation,
or just go out of business, just fold up.
Which would be nothing other than the hand of God. I'm telling you,
it would be a major blessing. These people have got to go. Their lies. They've been caught fabricating.
Yes,
lies.
That's right.
Straight up, and they just stare at you when they get caught, and they just and they start talking about something else.
Well, they just are so adept at lying. They can't understand what the big deal is anymore.
Right.
You caught us lying. So what? We do that all the time. Right.
Right. who are you going to tell this listening?
Right.
That would be very, very cool. Hey, these guys have been caught. The active shooter, kind of a dark skin guy. They went and they shade him so he looks like a white guy. They changed the shading of his skin color. And that's when you see the side-by-side comparison of his yearbook picture versus the picture that they put out there in the news.
Wow.
That's the kind of stuff they have lost all their testimony. They've lost all credibility.
Well, exactly.
You can't trust anything they say or do
Their
anymore.
Deposition has been found out.
Yes.
Their testimony is now null and void.
They've been found wanting.
Yes, that's right.
All right. This segment was brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage, overcoming threats, and planning and equipping and training around the environment that you're operating in regularly, every day, anyway. Your vehicle, your home, your place of business, with the firearms that you own and carry, customized training. And you can learn more by going to strategicself-defense.com. And we'll be back right after this.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back. Segment two here brought to you by Katie Armor. Armor to help protect you. Serious body armor. Serious times. And that's what we're living in. Serious times right now with the unknown uncertainties lying ahead. Our trust lies in the Lord. We want to put on the full armor of God in the spiritual sense And hey, there's nothing wrong with putting on the full armor of Katie armor.
That's
to protect
right.
you from, you got, so you're protected from the fiery darts.
Yes.
Right. Spiritually. And you're protected from bullets.
That's right.
As long as it hits you in the plate, right?
Yes. Yes. Only aim for the plate. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Aim here for a little target
yeah,
right
little
in the middle
X.
of the, yeah. Katie stands for come and take it. C-A-T-I. Come and take it. Katie armor. Check them out at katiearmor.com. It's affordable too. The AR-500 steel stuff is heavy. It's
yeah.
the rated steel, yeah. But man, that's, it's not something most people would be running, doing, you know, sprints and stuff in, but
although might not be a bad idea as far as like a good workout, you know what I mean?
No kidding. Yeah. That would help with that too. So yeah, we've got some stuff, you know, yesterday I mentioned our first, our latest sponsor, EMP Shield. And, you know, there's another article here that I wanted to just jump on here real quick. And, but now I have to find it. So, oh, you know, while I'm waiting, somebody also, a listener said, hey, I was looking for that thing you were talking about, comparing the chart of coercion, how communists, you know, use coercion against people versus COVID-19, how they're implementing the same type of tactics to break the will to resist and gain control over you under COVID-19. Remember that?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear about that email.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I just got it right before the show, right before. It was actually a text who got an email from somebody who said, hey, I'm a listener. And anyway, it's a long story. That if you want to find out where that is, go to communist coercive methods, comma, COVID-19. You can type in the Biderman report too, but the website where this is on several places around the website, but I just did a quick search, and this is at americandigest.org. Go to americandigest.org and type in the communist coercive methods or Biderman report, and that will pull that up. So yeah, there you go.
Well, great. Great.
Yeah. And I know a few people have been asking about that as well.
Oh, so, and speaking of emails, we do have a new email address. If you wanted to send an email with any questions or comments to me, that new email address is themorningcommute7am@gmail.com.
The Morning Commute.
7 a.m. at gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. So
that way we don't have to use my old email address of libertystateradio@gmail.com.
Right. So. Right. Or johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com.
That's right. Yep.
And because I think Lady Liberty thinks that I don't share emails with her, but I do every one of them. And so that's why she was giving me this look. It's like, I don't remember that email.
I don't recall hearing
holding out. Oh, while you were just buried in your notes and your pre-show study stuff, I was reading that text and then we went on. So I didn't get a chance to discuss it with you.
That's good. Well, so, and then in case any of you out there wanted to know how you might listen to a previous episode and you aren't already aware of that, you can go to www.radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And JJS posts those each morning by about 7:40 a.m., 7:45, like he always says, give or take mm-hmm. a few minutes. So,
yep.
And so there's a whole archive of every single episode there if you ever wanted to go back and listen.
Yeah. So just once again, in case you were scrambling for that pen, the email address for reaching Lady Liberty direct is themorningcommute, 7 a.m. That's pretty easy to remember. Themorningcommute, 7 a.m. at gmail.com.
That's right.
And that part should be super easy to remember. So what else? While I'm fumbling, looking for this article, it was, oh, Zero Hedge. No, it wasn't Zero Hedge. Oh, by the way, I had that pulled up. They're working on this new vaccine now. 46% of Americans would receive the COVID vaccine as soon as it's available. That means the majority of the people aren't that comfortable with it.
Well, and I would hope that 46% will take the vaccine that the Trump administration has in production, because that's the one that doesn't make you get the quantum dot permanent DNA changing vaccine, as well as all of your personal data, you know, and as well as, you know, the ability to buy and sell electronically, all embedded on your arm. The Trump version is just strictly a vaccine. So,
and it should be optional.
Yeah, totally optional. Between the Gates DNA changing vaccine that is horrifically dangerous.
Yeah, but luciferin in it.
Luciferin, yeah. And luciferase.
It just means light emitting. Yeah, like the angel, the fallen angel.
Yeah, fallen
we know.
Angel. Yep. and so, you know, there should be three options. The death version vaccine by Gates. Pretty okay vaccine if you really feel you have to have one by Trump, the Trump administration that is pushing for that development. And then also the option of no vaccine at all if you don't want one. That hopefully will be the three options associated with that.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Okay, so real quick, I found it. And this was actually over at Activist Post. They got some pretty good stuff over there. I don't know about the little anarchist symbol they have for their A, but I'm not into the anarchy thing at
right,
all.
Right.
But liberty, yes. Anarchy, no. But they got an article over here, Cyber Pandemic, Crisis Coming Bigger Than COVID. Now, we don't want to be alarmists, but it's a widely known fact in the IT security world that we do have some very strong vulnerabilities or some strong weaknesses. How do you like that?
Some very weak strengths.
Some very weak much strengths much. All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Lady Liberty, thank you for bringing this stuff. This was a good conversation this morning.
And oh, excellent. Yes, and I appreciated your input greatly. And, we'll just wrap it up for today, and we'll come back with a whole bunch more tomorrow.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, you stay safe out there. God bless, and join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here.
Have a wonderful Tuesday, and blessings to all of you.